what I find is that the people who have very little on the side of expertise to offer are always talking about the nature of the conversation and creating the safe space. And like, look, it's important. It's the culture.
Hey folks, I'm your host, Hillman Sori, and I'm also the co-founder of Close Loop, G2 Crowd's only top five-star rated sales training firm. Aggressive revenue targets, lagging pipeline, hiring folks who are ramping like snails, or maybe you've got frontline managers who just don't know how to coach performance. If any of these are the case, we should talk. Go to closeloop.com, that's closeloop.com, and click on Let's Talk. Learn how we're solving B2B sales problems for hundreds of companies and why our client ratings are so doggone strong. That's www.closeloop.com, closeloop.com.
You're entering the winning zone.
Now that you're back in the States, I wanted to maybe make you feel and welcome you back with a podcast episode that potentially could get your blood boiling.
Oh, God. Really? What does it have to do with LinkedIn?
No. Yes, it does.
It's God, okay.
Been hearing a lot of conversation around coaching. This has been interesting. I don't know if it's my reticular activating system just perking up since we, you know, started Coach CRM and we're like doing, but I have been seeing a lot more conversation.
Define that for the kids in the room, reticular activating system. Yeah, so that people don't know what that means.
Yeah. We'll just leave that for a later episode, but
just gonna drop that RAS there. Okay.
There's this cool thing called Google that people can look at too. So,
do you remember that link? It used to be, let me Google that for you, whatever that boils down to.
I remember. Yeah, it was like, let me Google that. And anytime I got that, I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah. We digress. So go on. Get me my blood boiling at the crack.
There you go, man. So hearing a lot of conversation around coaching, I heard a video about really just, video. What's that?
You heard a video.
I heard and watched a video. It was that was around, like, I think we would probably agree that don't sugarcoat feedback for your reps, but inside the video, there was a lot of softening of the feedback and of the critique of the reps, I'm trying to like paraphrase a lot of, you know, what was in there, but just around the aspect of, you know, talking about their family, talking about their goals, talking about like their dreams and their aspirations, and then being like, oh, by the way, this phone call sucked. Oh, but you're doing a great job, right? Like almost sneaking in like the coaching, like,
hey, Ned, how's your girlfriend? How's that surfing going? By the way, you know what? Your demos, they really leave a lot to be desired.
Right? And then just go right back into it.
I love the black shirt on you. This is is that what you're talking about? Like the compliment sandwich, or
it's the sorority girl pro-con pro. It's Hillman. Yeah, it's like, Hillman, dude, you... Like, honestly, man, you rock those glasses. It's amazing. I'm going to be honest, though. The bald head just isn't going to work for us, but you are absolutely... That shirt on you is killer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Somebody was talking about this?
That's what's been happening.
Come on. Grow up. I mean, are you serious? Like, okay, look. First of all, that reminds me of the progressive school in the Bay Area that my that cost me $30,000 a year each for my children, right?
To go to
that had no grades, had like complete homogeneity, if that's a word. Like everybody was the same. You get participation trophies. You show up all as well. Every day was like a cuddle circle and stuff like that. I can't go into how much I can't stand that place. But anyway. Okay, fine. When you're five, you want to create a safe environment. You're trying to foster people's confidence. Like, there's, I understand the rationale, right? Totally understand the rationale. When you're, you know, by the time you get to college, you have probably experienced some disappointment in life. Hopefully, you've had some constructive criticism. Hopefully, you've had a coach, a teacher, a trainer, or somebody who's kind of helped you to grow. Hopefully you've had the experience of going from A to C to G to N to, you know, maybe even Z, depending upon how disciplined you were or how hovery your parents might have been around some particular pursuit, right? And you end up in the workplace. You should be coming to the workplace with some tools, right? And here's the thing that's critical. Let's talk about coaching from where it begins in a company. It begins in a company with a competency matrix of understanding who it is that you want to hire and what that person's already acquired skills need to be to succeed in that role and what skills you can help them to develop once they're in your company. This is where your coaching relationship begins. So I want to vet what we do, Corey and I do, at Coach CRM, at Closed Loop, you know, other things that we're working on, is we vet for certain things that we're looking for. We know we have the expertise, we have the energy, which is critical too. Just having the expertise doesn't mean you're gonna do it. There are lots of things that I could probably do pretty well that just exhaust me mentally, and I'm like, I'm not touching that. You know some of these things. Anything that requires detail orientation. I own it. I can do it. You put me, you know, you give it to me at 5 o'clock in the morning, and yeah, I can go and cross every I, no, dot every I, cross every T. But is it going to exhaust me? And am I going to be an awful, miserable human to everybody around me as I'm doing it? Yes, probably. But anyway, so you got to understand what you as an individual, what your organization are capable of, have bandwidth for, have expertise with respect to help someone grow inside your organization. And you go get the best person that you can get for that role. I'm not calling people better than other people, but your best person to fit that profile. Now you've got them in the organization. Also, part of the interview process is ascertaining the degree to which they are coachable. This is a very easy thing to do. One easy thing to do is to go, so Ned, look, you know, you're going to be talking to Corey tomorrow, and Corey's a Wharton grad, really smart guy. He could live in spreadsheets. He's data-driven. He likes facts, doesn't want to hear a whole lot of narrative about your background. Tonight, I want you to think about some of the most critical things that were needles that you moved and how you moved them from a process perspective so that tomorrow I want you to articulate those things to Corey in that conversation. Now look, Ned's going to have this conversation with Corey tomorrow for his job, for his career, for his life. That's about the biggest sale you can make other than figuring out who you're going to marry, right? So if you don't take my coaching advice there, you might not be so coachable. That's just one example of how you can vet for coachability, right? Now I've got Ned in the company. I should have also made very clear what our culture is, how we work. We should have, whether they are, you know, whether you're a very mature company and you've got some real clear kind of dictums around like, this is how we treat each other. This is how we collaborate. This is how we, you know, when people come into Closed Loop or Coach CRM, we understand that we are open communication, open critique, fail forward fast. If you can't handle it, you're not going to survive here. And that goes top to bottom. Yep. Anybody in any direction can receive criticism, right? Or can receive feedback, because this is how we grow. This is how we move, right? So that said, now I'm getting ready to have a coaching conversation with you. I don't need to pro you. As a matter of fact, I think anybody on our teams, anybody even that we coach as clients on Coach CRM side, you know, we're working with a lot of frontline managers to help them become absolutely extraordinary coaches through the use of Coach CRM, as well as through the use of some of the frameworks that we're rolling out to people to be able to coach effectively in a timely manner, consistently, you know, for high impact, these types of things. You know, I think anybody would be, it's not only a disservice, it's disrespectful to feel as though I have to sugarcoat feedback to you. Because first of all, none of the feedback is, Ned, you're a terrible person. You should go jump off a bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
The implicit in me having the conversation with you is that we are bonded in this. The only reason I have a title of manager is because there are people who are my charge. There are people who I am responsible for developing, right? That's what it's about.
Okay, we'll be right back in 60 seconds. So if you know me, you know that I'm a huge proponent of coaching. It's the highest impact, lowest cost way of positively driving individual salesperson performance quickly, like in quarter, in month. Huge leaps can be made through coaching. Problem is, there are tons of applications, from call recording software to sales dashboards. They call themselves coaching. What they're really doing is just surfacing problems, and none of them help a manager to develop the plans, conversations, and activities that are going to drive behavior change and tangible outcomes. That is, until now. Coach CRM is the first platform for low-friction, high-impact sales coaching. I'm the co-founder. And if you're a sales manager or a sales executive, trust me when I tell you it's worth a look. Go to coachcrm.com. That's CoachCRM.com to learn more.
So look, if that's our relationship, this sugarcoating thing is just, it's pushing string. It's not coaching. I don't know what it is, but it's certainly not coaching. Yeah. So what people do, though, is they feel bad. The manager doesn't know how, has not been taught a framework, or maybe just does not have enough expertise themselves. A lot of the folks who I hear doing things like this, who always kind of swing to the side of the soft skills, and I'm not saying the soft skills aren't important. We and I hate the term soft skills. They're actually hardcore skills that people need to learn with respect to behavior change and psychology. And we go deep on that stuff, on what's relevant, so that when you're having a coaching conversation, you are doing it from a place of empathy, expertise, and impact, right? And that you feel confident in what you're saying, and that you feel that you have the authority. What I find is that people who probably have had very little real management experience, and by real management experience, I'm not talking about, I've had 20 years of management experience. Like, you could have 20 years of the same experience year after year after year. You could have 20 years of a finite amount of experience. You could have 20 years of experience that didn't involve a recession, that didn't involve layoffs, that didn't, you know, there's different types of experience, right? But what I find is that the people who have very little on the side of expertise to offer are always talking about the nature of the conversation and creating the safe space. And like, look, it's important. It's the culture. It's the culture. It's not the conversation. The coaching conversation exists independent of the space that you've created. That's like saying, I'm going to make an arena where people can throw balls through a hoop from a line where everybody stands, and from a line that's got an arch that's going to have boundaries, and there's going to be a hoop on either side, and that's the game. That's not the damn game. Yeah. That's the arena.
Yeah.
The coaching takes place on the hardwood. You know what I'm saying? So like, and I didn't hear this here. I didn't hear the video, but so I, you tell me if I'm missing the mark on what whoever it was espousing, but like, look, you got to be able to tell people what the situation is. And then the other idea is, here's the thing. The other reason people do that very quickly is because they have not figured out and outlined the path to success. So it's like, here I am, I'm going to bring you this turd. And like, I know it's terrible that I have to tell you this, but like, it was glaringly obvious, Ned, that you didn't ask one pain correct question in that discovery call. And so here it is.
Yep.
You know, is that something we could work on? And you have no freaking solution for it. So of course you're going in there with kid gloves. If instead it's like, look, how'd you feel about that conversation? Yeah, it didn't go so well. Do you have any idea why it didn't go so well? Well, what I heard was, you know, we've worked on these pain questions. Did you use any of those? Oh God, the pain questions, forgot about those. Right, so how are we gonna get those back into your workflow so that you're actually using them and it's not just a training exercise? What can we do, Ned? Well, I can put them here, I can do the other. Okay, we got some resolution there. Now, how are we gonna hold ourselves accountable to this happening in the next, let's see, it looks like you got 3 discovery calls over the rest of the week. I mean, it's a natural conversation. Yeah. Why am I namby-pambying? Hey, Ned, you did a really good job of picking up the phone. It was in fact really heroic of you to make calls. Yeah. What?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think that's the thing that I'm seeing and consistently hearing is that there's a lot more theory than there is tactical execution. And I would tell you right now, 99% of the people that want coaching, that expect coaching, they don't want like the pro con pro. They want, hey,
you're wasting my time.
This is where like we have room for improvement. Here's the outline to success. Here's how we're going to hold you accountable. And then guess what? You're going to be able to move forward and be successful. I think too often people that haven't been in the leadership role think that every single person that is in a rep role wants soft coaching and wants, you know, ethereal thinking, as opposed to, Ned, your call was poor. Here's where it was poor. Here's the specific areas we can help. Here is how we're going to actually get you to the next level. Here's how you're going to make more money and be more successful.
I got a bit of coaching for the coaches out there. We run a masterclass, Coach CRM. Corey does it every single week. You come in, it's 90 minutes that shows exactly how to have the type of conversation that we're talking about here, exactly why you have the conversation this way, and gives the framework, the coach framework that allows you to do it. It's absolutely free. You also get a chance to glimpse at Coach CRM. No high pressure or sale or anything like that. We're actually just looking for feedback on the product. Anybody listening who wants to go check that out, go to coachcrm.com, sign up for the masterclass. You'll get it from Corey. You'll know exactly what we're talking about. You'll be a better coach.
Easy.
Thanks for tuning into The Winning Zone. Every week, I endeavor to bring you guests who are thought leaders and practitioners having an impact on the shape of leadership and innovative management today. If you like these shows or find them useful, you know what? I'd appreciate it if you took a moment to give us 5 stars on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening. It helps others discover the podcast, and we all rise together. If you're curious about me, I'm the co-founder of Closed Loop, a global sales strategy, training, and enablement firm, and the co-founder of Coach CRM, which is the first software platform for tracking coaching plans, activities, and outcomes that drive performance. You know what? I got to get back to work. See you next week.